My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mios. A 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. It doesn't feel like a true Misery Monday. And you can chime in at 800-636-1067. They didn't get shellacked. They've had we've done so many Mondays where they've just been absolutely obliterated and you don't have any hope.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In this case, you played a Super Bowl contender on the road. And you were competitive, and Jaden Daniels looked great. Now, maybe we should focus on the defense because you saw what you had been seeing earlier in the season against Arizona, against Cleveland. You started to have some hope.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're kind of back to feeling like you did the first 3 weeks of the season where, man, this defense stinks. I mean, they barely force punts.
It's an opponent dependent.
Yes.
Totally. So it's not like offensively, I think by and large, you know, they did score a low for them, but 23 or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was right up there against the Ravens. Ravens had excellent run defense. But by and large, you feel like they're going to score points week to week. Defensively, we're going to be as good as the opponent. So if the opponent's excellent and they have a variety of different weapons and the quarterback's great, we're going to struggle.
Can they find answers?
That's where we are.
Last year's team.
Can they find answers?
This season, no.
Especially if you get guys banged up for a week or two.
Right.
And you're putting in backup for guys you're bringing up off the practice squad.
Like that crushes you.
But last year's team would have gotten beaten yesterday 37-13.
Right. It would have been a laugh.
So you got to feel better about, obviously, offensively, they're totally different. Defensively, they've got holes. But like you said, there's going to be teams that are going to move the ball against them. Offensively, they're just going to be able to keep
up. They're going to hang every week.
It seems that way.
They're going to hang.
Now, look, if Pittsburgh puts up a ton of points, if Carolina puts up a ton of points,
Justin Fields is a handful. He's
he's going to run.
Smoked us before.
If he's starting, then.
I think he probably will. I don't know.
Probably, but I was reading a take from a Pittsburgh reporter that Justin Fields was highly inaccurate yesterday, had an interception that I think was wiped away by a roughing call. Like, they were not happy with his passing.
Right. I don't know. I saw him rush and score. I watched a bit of it.
It's hard to bench him when they're 4-2, but we'll see. That's way down the road.
We'll see.
Well, luckily for them, the next opponent has a minus 100-point differential.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a game that you just absolutely have to win.
You're
the Commanders.
You know, after you lose to a team like the Ravens, you don't really raise that many red flags. If you lose to Carolina next week, then you have a right to riot.
Then things are going off the rails if that happens.
You know, punch a hole in your wall or something. I think that's fine. But after yesterday's loss, this is what it is.
The Carolina Panthers are basically everybody's get right spot.
Cakes, you're hyping it up too much.
I mean,
I'm afraid you're going to put the backwards jinx on it. He's doing it too much.
He's going too hard on this is a layup.
They've allowed 203 points. I mean, no other team in the league is even close.
I think we should beat them 97 times out of 100, but there are about three times where we're going to lose.
I mean,
and
it happens.
I'm afraid you're going to make it happen.
But Washington, unless Washington plays an awful game or something happens to Jaden, they should be able to win this game fairly easily.
But they are different. They're better with Dalton.
They are. He's not great. He's going to move the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
again, he's going to give you the
ball,
too.
Much like the Commanders, Dalton can't play defense.
That's true.
I mean, they're just – I see it just a 35 ball at least from the Commanders against that team.
I hope so.
Am I going too hard?
You're just putting the jinx on.
Yeah, you are. You're putting the big time jinx on.
You're right next to that one way bet line.
I think we're going to win.
In the last three games.
You're getting crazy.
In the last three games, the Panthers have given up 34, 36, and 38.
Yeah.
So the defense should get healthy too.
Common sense says we should win. Especially coming off the loss, so they'll be more focused. Common sense says they should win. They should score 30 or more. Yes.
Right.
But it's the NFL.
I know. The NFL's weird. It's NFL, wacky. The NFL's it's very unpredictable.
I mean, if I would have given you Dallas plus 39?
Sure.
Of course, 37 yesterday?
I would bet everything I owned on it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Look what happened.
I'd be destitute and poor. Yeah.
All right. Let's bring out these calls. How do you feel about it?
You don't think they can find a solution to the defensive issues, though?
How?
Not really.
How are they going to find a solution?
If a team has weapons like that,
all of a sudden the players are just going to be better. Their skill sets are going to be hugely improved.
Well, look, they'll go against offensive lines that aren't as good as the Ravens. They're going to go against running backs who aren't as good as Derrick Henry and quarterbacks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Sure. But when they have weapons like the Ravens have, you're doomed.
Yeah. Carolina has
Hubbard. Take a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, I think
Hubbard's
Hubbard
been
could
be good.
Chuba Hubbard's good. He's not Derrick Henry.
No.
He's not Chuba Henry.
No, but he could put up 80 to 100.
He's a capable running back in the league.
And Deontay, if you target him 10 times, 10 to 12 times, he can hurt you.
I got to rewatch the first quarter because it just was such a slow start. It was a slog. I think part of that was because we couldn't get anything going running, and it just felt like we had some third and longs and just didn't convert like we had in previous weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Eugene and Laurel. 800-636-1067. Eugene, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
What's up, Eugene?
Hi,
Eugene?
What's up?
First, I want to say I appreciate y'all for the weekend parlay because we hit that.
Nice.
Oh, you played.
How much did you win?
167.
Nice.
So, what was your bet?
I put $10 on
$10.
It, because they voided out the Brian Robinson.
Why?
Okay. I mean.
Oh, okay, because he had Brian Robinson.
Oh, he had Brian Robinson in it. Okay.
So they voided him out.
Boys, I got you.
Yeah, but I see it as a moral that I wouldn't use the word misery because I've seen a lot in that game that was good and little things like I mean when the kids tried to run before he even caught the ball and that was big and the fumble if we would have seen that fumble he ran right past it he'd never seen it so little things like that would have changed the tide but I don't see it as a misery. Because we've really played them, and like you said, they're a Super Bowl contender team, and we played them. And I talked to Ravens fans, and three of them caught me. They were scared. Huh. So I like us. We just gotta, plug some holes in the secondary, like St. Juice. I knew he couldn't stick with Flowers. It ain't too many people that could stick with Flowers by themselves. So
right,
we played a good game. So I see it as more of a moral victory than a misery.
Yeah, if you had to choose the two, I would agree with you. But it didn't seem like a more victory. It kind of played out exactly how you thought.
Hey, the defense did have their first interception of the year.
Yeah.
Sanders still?
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was a tip ball. It was fine.
Throwing a little wide.
But nothing great.
Yeah.
Like to see more.
I know, but it was just fluky that they hadn't had an interception.
Correct. Like to see more.
It was just a matter of time on that.
Let's go to Sarah in Ashburn. Sarah, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hi. I wouldn't put it on a misery index. My misery index was Saturday night when Ohio State was beat by Oregon. I was disappointed in that. But, no, I think it showed you know, Robinson was a miss yesterday. Mm. And I think that's part of the problem because they play off each other. And the other thing is, look at it this way. We don't have to play the Lions. So that's
the Lions are starting to roll. Now, they lost Aiden Hutchinson, which is a big loss for them.
Yep.
He's one of the best pass rushers in the game. But their offense right now, I looked at the updated rankings.
Yeah.
I think a couple weeks ago we were goofing on Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
He's got the number one offense in the league.
Yeah, I mean, that running game especially. Well, he has zero riz, but you know what he can do? That nerd goes back in his office and draws up an amazing offense.
Well, I mean, look at all the players they've got. Too.
They're surrounded by great skill talent.
They got great players.
I'm not sold on him being some sort of genius. All right, let's go to...
He may not be a leader of men, but he draws up good offense with good pieces.
Hey, your boy Bieniemy is still struggling at UCLA.
He's the biggest fraud maybe in coaching history. Tim, what's up?
Hey, I'm just not really celebrating Victory Monday, but I feel good about us. I think there was a key point in the third quarter where we had a 3rd and 6, and we throw the ball to Brown, and we get pulled to the ground, and there's no flag, and we have to punt. And then Baltimore on the next series has 3rd and 5, and we get called for pass interference when Bateman falls down. And they go on and score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. So I think that was a big turnaround right there.
Yeah, but, I mean, a couple calls went against us, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, would have taken a miracle. That would have helped, but would have taken a miracle.
In the end, the defense couldn't slow down the Ravens.
Right.
They had drives, 9 plays, 93 yards touchdown, 10 plays, 78 yards touchdown, 8 plays, 94 yards touchdown. Time possession, total yards, the rushing game, everything was in Baltimore's favor, which is why I think Dan Quinn said it felt more lopsided than it was. Baltimore, it was competitive but lopsided.
Baltimore did what Washington is used to doing to people this season, holding onto the ball, controlling time of possession. They just had the tables turned on them in this game.
And they did.
That does it better than them.
I mean, and they did contain Jaden Daniels in the running game.
They rolled up almost 500 yards.
Right.
You're not going to win games like that.
No. I never thought we were going to win the entire game.
I picked them to win, but that was, I mean, I wasn't super, wasn't super confident in it, but I picked it.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Let's go to Antoine in D.C. Antoine, what's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, fellas. First time caller, long time listener.
Antoine.
Definitely not a misery Monday. Been through a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Only thing I would say with the team, got to get Terry more targets. No way Noah Brown should end the game with more targets than Terry McLaurin. Thanks, guys.
What do you call him, McLaurin?
McLaurin. Sounded like McLaurin. Sound like
McLaurin. I love Terry McLaurin. He should be targeted more. But no, you know what? Noah Brown is showing me some things.
I like him.
That guy's pretty talented.
Dude, I'm telling you, I like all our guys. Oz made the play. I like our guys.
They're
complimentary, but I like them. They're good enough. Put it that way. I think they're good enough. We're good enough, obviously, offensively to score points, but we're not good enough
to stop people.
That's for sure.
Well, stop
and we're
good
not
teams.
Good enough, I guess, against an elite run defense to power through it.
What if there's a top corner available trade deadline?
I don't know if it's worth it. I think we're more than just a top corner away. I don't know if it's worth it. Depends on what the price is, I guess.
I think Adam Peters is more into finding a top corner in the draft, a young guy, developing him and not overpaying some older corner.
I just don't know if it's worth it. You know, if you thought you were one player away, but I think we're a lot more than one player away. All right, let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
I don't think that it's a terrible loss, but the defense is terrible. I mean, outside of the interception, and I do agree with the gentleman that called before, when you look at those two calls, that pass interference call was horrible. Okay. And it did start something that we could have stopped them and probably got the ball back. But more importantly, I don't think that Brian Robinson was he's a big loss. But if you're a group team, Austin Eckler used to be a starter in his league with San Diego. They just didn't run the ball.
I don't think it would have made a huge difference. He's a good player.
Nobody's running the ball on the Ravens.
Right.
Nobody is.
It's not going to happen.
So it wasn't going to happen with Eckler, McNichols.
But what I'm saying is, even if he was healthy, I'm not sure if Cliff would have been disciplined enough to run the ball more.
If Brian Robinson were healthy, he would have had like 9 carries for 34 yards.
Maybe.
Like that, yeah. I mean, like that's the sort of day he was facing yesterday.
I think they knew
What we do need, I mean, for a game like that, you know, you're probably going to beat about 50 to 60% of the teams in the NFL. But then, like you said, when you get to the 49ers, the Detroit Lions, and those upper echelon teams, then they're going to do it. But we need a secondary receiver. Thank God for Ertz yesterday. But we do need someone to help Terry out on that back end. And so we need corners and we need receivers. But here's what the
concept is. And pass rushers.
I think I could use another pass rusher.
Yeah, another pass rusher. But the fan base need to calm down, because if you had known or thought that we would be 4-2 at this point in the season, I think you'd have been elated.
You would take it. Sure. Of course.
Yeah, losing to the Ravens is no bad beat. It's not a bad thing.
No, everyone looked at the schedule in September and said, all right, that's a loss.
Yes.
It's a loss.
They're exactly right. Where I thought they'd be.
But we also looked at it. The Carolina game, and we said, that's a win.
Definitely.
But it's a little bit more challenging now. I do think it's a little bit more challenging.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm not saying it's going to be, I'm not saying they're going to win 35-10.
It is challenging, but it should be like 35-20.
They should win the game.
35-21. Like it should be a win and a healthy cover.
It's about what Carolina lost yesterday, right? I don't have the I don't have that final memorized, but it's something like 41-20,
something like that.
Look, at the end of the day, they're the Panthers, so I have little regard for them.
They lost 38-20.
38-20.
I don't think we've arrived to the point yet where we can automatically chalk it up.
We're hitting the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. You need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. You can use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great. Remember, we've got Funny Danny, Danny Rouillet from the Grant Danny Show for our colleague check-in coming up at 8:20. And you can call us at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.